Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. This is the big one, the one everyone's been waiting for, the EFP Awards, where we break down, discuss our player of the season, our young player of the season, signing of the season, coach of the season, and the team of the season. Who's excited? Who's ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
The big one, the one that everyone cares about.
But this is the first time we've done something like this, so I'm excited. Let's go. I suppose there's no, I think we'll save player of the season the last, actually, because that's the biggie, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we start with, let's go with the coach of the season to start with. So I think there are numerous people who you could have. You could have Konstantin Vasilev, of course, who won the league. Andriy at KalU. You can even have Roman at Narva. I can't say his surname, so I'm not going to try. I'm going to start with you, Martin. Who do you think is worthy of the EFP Coach of the Season award?
I think it was quite easy. I think this one was easy for me. I picked Konstantin Vasilev. Yes, it would have been like a nice idea to say some coach from a lower side, and listen, Harju did a great season and Kozlovski was amazing with Narva. But let's be honest, if you're a coach in your first year, like as a coach, and you win the title with a team that was not expected to win the title, with a team that's in a transition period, then listen, what's more can I say? I'm going to say Konstantin Vasilev.
See, you're making me want to change my mind now just because of that speech, but I've gone different. I have gone Lauri Nurma at HIU. I think to keep them up in the manner they stayed up, I think it's deserving. You know, we all thought how you were going to finish rock bottom. Well, you thought how you were going to finish rock bottom. And especially with, you know, with Victor Silva leaving, who was there for 6 years or so in the community you built, I think to take over that and survive comfortably, I think that's my worthy winner.
Okay. I agree with Martin. I go with Vasilev. I think everyone ripped Flora off. No one even had them. You know, Paido and Lavadia were the two teams who were going to fight for the league. I think he's done an incredible job. I know he retired as well, not as like the most popular person in Estonia with certain things that happened, but I think he kind of gained some fans back with what he did with Flora. He's my coach of the season.
So I guess that means then the joint one being out number 2 to 3 are the EFB coach of the season is Konstantin Vasilev, right?
Yeah, it seems like that. Hey, listen,
Don't even
I think Lauri, listen, I agree what you said, but I think this season, okay, you said he helped them stay up in the league, but I think if you look at the teams, for example, Tallinna Kalev was so poor, so I'm not saying that it was easy to stay up, but I think Kalev made it easy for Harju as well.
I think he was there for a lot of Victor Silva's tenure as well. So, like, I could be wrong, but the ideas were all the same thing. You know, the players were all there. Like, the Esaliiga Harju was the same as the Premiermliiga Harju from 2024, bar a few players, and 2025. So they've kind of had a chance to grow together. Not saying it's not a bad achievement, you know, because a lot of people were saying, how you're going to go straight back down. And to finish 7th, not 8th or 9th, is, I think, is great. But winning the title tops that every time, especially in your first season as a coach.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm gonna stick with what I said, but I appreciate what everyone's saying. But it's good to be different. Well, that was a nice quick one. There wasn't really much debate on it, was there? This one, I think, will, because as you've just said, you didn't really have a list. If we go to signing of the season, you know, transfers make everyone excited, right? You see, read on the news, you've got, I forgot his name, the guy on Twitter who ruins transfers. We don't get that in Estonia, of course. So whenever we get a new sign-in, we don't know much about them normally, especially if they're a foreign player. It's exciting to see what they can do. Reese, I'll start with you. Signing of the season.
So I only had two who I put down. One of them was Ramo Sinema for Harju. I think he kind of, okay, you can argue 10 games at home to end the season is what made Harju stay up. But I think it was Sinema's impact that contributed to that. Some people would want to put Marcus Poom in that, but I don't count him as a transfer. I count him as returning as a loan. So I'm not going to put Poom in the debate. So Sinema for me is one. And I'm going for impact on the team rather than like big name. So I've gone for Agapcev for Narva. I think he came in and became like he wasn't really known as a Premier League player when he joined them. And he's become like a really important player for Narva, which Narva are a big team in Estonia. So I think to slot into a Narva team, fit in, and become an important player for them is a reason why he gets my shout. But I'm undecided on the two on who I would want to go for just yet.
I struggled with this one. I think there's so many good signings, and I think also there weren't any of them that actually made like such a big difference that all the other ones looked so bad. So I think it's quite even. I'm quite open to it. I'm not that sure about my decision. But I picked Martin Miller. I picked him because I think he's been very consistent throughout the season. I mean, yeah, okay, his stats is 7 plus 5. Okay, when we count cup gold, then it's 8 plus 5 goals and assists. But he's been like the most consistent player in the Paides team. If you look at the game, then the whole game is you know he's been the. He's like the missing piece, you know, the way that Stojkovic trusted him, the way Vova is trusting him. He's like the center of the side of the team. So I picked him.
Fair enough. I've also kind of gone with, again, I agree with you there. There's not many that have really jumped out in and been standouts. So I've got a list of about seven or eight players that I tried breaking down. And I'm going to go also for someone that I think made a really big impact when he joined in the summer. I'm going to go with Manolan at Cal U. Yeah, and I think when he joined, it was a top signing. A lot of people were impressed with it anyway. And he scored goals, he's got assists, he's scored important goals. And I think next season he's going to be huge. So Manolan is my pick for signing of the season.
Now it will be interesting. Listen, it will be easy to keep me out of the conversation because I'm not that certain on Miller. My maybe the only objection against Agapcev is that you said that he slots in the team, but he was Naros player before anyway. He was in the second team, so he's comfortable in the team. He's comfortable in the side anyway. But yes, he had a good season. So it's not like I'm taking this away from him. But I'm just saying that it wasn't tough for him to slot into the team.
Okay, my decision is Salama then. That makes that easier. I think he was, yeah, Salama, we spoke about it in the end of season pod. He came in from, it was Slovakia. It was where Vasilev was, wasn't it?
Shimorin.
Chamorro, yeah, in Slovakia. And I think he's better than Hajdu, like, being respectful to Hajdu. So for him to come in, you know, he's like been a big game player, scored important goals, you know, made big plays. So yeah, I think for overall impact, I think he gets he I feel like he has to have the shout.
So we've all picked different players, so we've now got to agree on one of Matthias Manolan, Ramos Silema or Martin Miller.
So
Easy.
I'm gonna break it down like this. Without Martin Miller, are Pied still a top four team? Yes. Without Matthias Manolan, are Nomakauyu a top four team? Yes. Without Silema, are Hajdu staying up? Probably because Kalev were crap, but are they in the relegation playoff? Probably. That's why I feel like he should be there because Paido and Kalju are still, they can still compete without these players, I feel.
But do you think that without Manilan's goals, do you think the team would have got third place?
Yes.
I'd say I don't think so. I think, you know, you got to look at it. They sold Gilmer, right? Who's getting the goals without, you know, or providing the goals without him there? Because no one else really stepped up in the attacking front. Do you know what I mean? Well, apart from, you know, Romy Sitt and Kashk. Never mentioned Christian Kashk for Kalju.
Listen, I'm a man of principle, as you all know. I'm willing to let go of Martin Miller because by the season was disappointing eventually. I think fourth place disappointing. Manilan, I can give respect to Manilan because he did help the team, he scored goals, the team finished third ahead of Paide. And Sillam as well, he did step up, he did play well, and Harry will had the like historic season. So I'm between the two teams. I don't know if any of you are willing to change or no.
I'm sticking with Manolan.
But then it goes back to the argument of who's better
But
without them.
me and Martin have both agreed that do Kalju finish third without Manolan's goals, right?
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing that doesn't want to pick Manilan is that he joined so late.
Yeah.
Sillamäe was the whole season, yeah.
Cinema joined in the summer as well. So
Joined in the summer.
they're or the then yeah, midway through. So they're both mid-season signings. Which
Okay,
again,
but
it does make it more difficult because obviously they've only played half a year. But
did Manilan help the team progress in the cup in the European games?
I think
He
he
did
did. He
score.
scored. He scored a penalty, didn't he? Or was he scored? He'd scored in one of the games against the, I want to say, the Albanian side. I'm not sure.
I think he did.
Listen, because I'm like the neutral here, you know. I think I feel like I have a lot of power now. I'm swaying towards Manilan. Even though we are, listen, we are the, you know, we are the prime ministers of the bottom six. We want to talk about them, you know, we want to defend them. But even though Sillamäe has been doing great, but like still, I think the form that the Tammeka, Kuressaare, and the Kalev is just so poor. That's why it a little bit takes away this Sillamäe's shine.
Okay, so I've just looked at some stats. Manalan has played like pretty much every minute for KAU since coming in. He scored twice in the Euro qualifiers, European games for them, and he also scored twice in the cup. I know KAU are out of the cup, but okay, that shows a contribution. So I'm willing to change my mind and go to Manalan.
Amos. So the EFP signing of the season goes to Matthias Manalan. Who would have thought that, eh?
Congratulations. Send us your address in the post and we'll send you a trophy.
Young player of the season. I'm pretty sure we're all going to say the same person, right?
Aalborg.
Listen, under 20, it's under 21, yeah.
Yeah.
So I there's actually quite a few players that had a great season, and all of the players are like 22 or 21. So it kind of takes away this option. Oh yeah, obviously it's Pahlberg. I mean, that's his breakthrough year. He made a step up. He goes abroad and the national team. So yeah, I mean, what a great season he had.
I've also picked Paulberg as well. But just for debate's sake, we can talk, you know, how close would Romy Sitt be, for example, to being on that?
I think Sitt was great. Like honestly, Sitt was, and also I think he's made such a step up, honestly. I trained with him briefly when I was training with Kalju, like a month or so, and he was still like a young player, and you saw that he had potential, but he was so raw. It's like Pahlberg at the start of the season, maybe. But yeah, I mean, see, it's been remarkable, and he definitely deserves a mention. I think he's, for me, I think he's number two behind Pahlberg.
Yeah, I definitely
100%.
agree. Yeah, definitely
100%.
agree. So the young player of the season is Martin Chris Paulberg of Vaprus. That was a nice, easy one. Now this is one I'm most curious about for both of you because I'm not really sure. I wouldn't like to guess who you would have gone for player of the season. As I'm talking out, I'm going to go last on mine. So I'm curious with yours, Martin. Who do you think is worthy of the EFP Premier League Player of the Season award?
Again, I think for me it was quite an easy decision, because if I'm looking at the whole, I think, okay, at the start of the season, I think Cabora had potential, even if Narva would have finished like third or fourth. Guilherme had potential, why not? But now for me, I picked Sapinen. Listen, you help your team win the title, you come back from career-ending injury to be a top goal scorer. And it's not like he's scoring against those just smaller teams, like crucial, vital goals, even in the last minutes of the games against top sides, and helped this like a younger squad of Flora to win the title. And I think he carried, I really think that he carried the side like most of the time.
Nice.
I feel like there's different answers.
I went with Ivanov from KalU. I think, yeah, he last year he was obviously it's different to Sapanen. He didn't have the potential career-ending injury and like all that stuff. But Ivanov was very much a bench player last year. He didn't really get many minutes and all that. But this year he was vital for, you know, he was so important for Cal. You know, we call Manolan the signing of the season, but how many assists were from Ivanov potentially? I'd like to fact check that and see how many there actually was.
14.
Yeah, but to Manolan, I'm saying, like, how many of his assists were to Manolan?
Yeah, I don't know that.
But there's something we can check, I'm sure. But anyway, yeah, he was it 8 goals, 14 assists. That's some impressive numbers. And I think he can only get better. I feel like he was snubbed from the national team this time round. For me, yeah, Sapanen's a shout. He'd be my third on the list. Purely because Flora has the talent around him and all that stuff. I know you can say it, like Ivanov does as well, but you expect it from Sapanen. You expect 20 goals easy. So, yeah, for me, Ivanov gets my shout.
He only assisted 2 of Manolan's goals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Funnily enough, I also went Ivanov. I don't know. I just feel like it was, yeah, the impact of the team. I thought, again, I think the goals and the assists, the combined numbers, the general play. I get what you're saying with Sapanen, but me personally, I don't like giving player of the awards just to the top goal scorer. I know we did last year, didn't we? Give it to Alex.
So you're
last
pretty
year.
Much saying you don't want to give the player of the year to actually the best player. You want to give to somebody else who's had a good season but like finished third, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Like you'd think the player of the season would go to the league, the
best player in the best team,
the league winner. But then I think if I were to give it to a Flora player, I would give it to Poom.
But he joined halfway.
Poom was there all year.
Poom was there all year.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah,
I think Poom was the only one that got double.
Yeah.
Double goals, double assists.
Well, Ivanov weren't far off.
Yeah.
I say my question for Sapanen is this. If he wasn't there and you had Marc-Anders Lepic up front, does he score 20 goals as well?
No, because he's injured after 2 games.
If he's fully fit, though, let's be hypothetical. If they had someone else up front, Lepic, is even if they had Reinkor.
No, but that completely changes the theme. Like you can't make like a stuff up, you know. we don't have this scenario. We have a scenario where we have Sapinen, and he scores goals. And what's important is that in the key moments. It's not like Erik Sorgaard scored 5 goals against Martu, you know, in the UFO stadium. It's like it's actually like a very important goal, an important moment in the game where Sapinen stepped up. And listen, there were goals. Like, listen, you said that, okay, the team around him is good, makes him good. Okay, what's the goal, for example, against Narva, where he just received the ball against Campania, just turned around, just soloed it. It's not like all the time he needs somebody. so he can create it all on his own as well. Listen, Ivanov is an amazing player. He for sure one of the best players in Kalev side this season. But for me, yes, I know I'm also the type of person that that doesn't want to pick the main guy. It's like, okay, the best player in is a Haaland in England, you know. That's like obvious if you don't even, and then you start okay thinking about okay, there are actually good other players as well. But if you're rational, then you're gonna see Haaland as well. And then for us, it's also this. I mean, this season, it's not like Flora. I would go with Ivanov if the Flora side this season would have been favorites to win the title, would have had for like on paper the best side in the league for sure. If it's like close, I'm gonna pick the other player in a worse side. But this Flora side was definitely not what we thought. Much weaker than previous years with a new coach who is not experienced, and he brought them to the title.
Sapanen only scored two goals against the Big Four. Does that affect the claim?
How many Ivanov scored against top four then?
I can find it whilst we debate. I do know what, Martin, that rallied speech you just gave, I'm happy to put my vote for the joint one towards Sapanen.
No,
Purely
listen,
from
listen. I don't want this pity vote now. Listen, if you both voted for Ivanov, so then it's Ivanov, you know. It's fine, you know. Let
I mean,
the other people, let the listeners decide eventually, let them judge.
I mean, most people who listen to us anyway, you already fucking hate me and him, so
Then they're on my side.
yeah, probably. I'm just checking now quickly just to see what Ivanov's done against the big four. Okay, one goal. Two goals. The same, two goals. So they're the same. They're the same player. They both have equal importance. Yeah.
So let's it's a democracy, so it's Ivanov.
I think it is. It's a win for. I don't know what I want to say. It's a win for us.
Sapanen's a great shout, though.
Yeah, it is. Do you know what? When I was picking mine, I didn't even think of Sapanen. I think because I was more focused on looking at other things, kind of like what you were saying, but looking at other things, because like we all know I love Mike Maxim King, and he was very, very close to being my pick, very close. But I felt like I had to I felt like I had to change it. I've also got Tuyas on my list as well, the Flora centre back. I thought he's gone around very quietly. But can you give a player of the season to a centre back? You can't, can you? It's
Yeah,
goals. Yeah.
I think you can. Maximkin is your next season's signing of the season.
Yeah, for Cal U, yeah.
I'm just saying Sapin and his 21 goals, 6 assists. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. We'll let you have that. But the EFP player of the season is Nikita Ivanov. Now, this should be fun, because we're now on team of the season, and we've bickered a bit about just individual players at the moment. I found this very difficult. Picking a team of the season, there was a lot of players who were left out who I feel should probably actually be in it. I'm just actually checking if I put Ivanov in it. Yeah. Keeper, of course. Well, Anna, I suppose the question is, if we'll just discuss our joint one, and then we'll just do our individual ones after, and then we'll do a thing. What formation do we want to play?
I mean, I have like 4-2-2-2, which is a
Okay.
formation I never want to use in real life, even in FIFA, but this kind of works for me here.
I've kind of gone, it's three at the back with two wing backs and then 1-1-1-2. So yeah, similar thing. Like it's not something I'd play in real life, but
yeah, and I've gone 4-2-3-1. So if we start on the goalkeeper, now I found the goalkeeper very difficult because I don't think Wouter was great. Brunwald played half a season. Pavlov played half a season. And I was kind of torn of who to pick. I actually went for, and it seems weird to say it, but I actually went for Karl Romagnon, Kuraisa.
What's going on?
Just banter.
I'm guessing you're not
What's the
appreciative of the pick.
like what's the
The reasoning,
yeah.
I think he made them a better team. You could see he was miles ahead of everyone else in that team. And I know, and he saved a number of penalties. And if you look at, I don't know how much you look at like actual match ratings. If you look throughout the season, he was up there with everyone else. He kept clean sheets. I know they might not even be in the league next year, but you can't blame everything on a goalkeeper. You know, there's other factors to put into it. I don't know. I struggled with my goalkeeper. I suppose I probably could have gone with the other nom, Ot nom, perhaps. But I went for Karl Rommet.
So, but he wasn't in your signing of the season.
No, he wasn't.
Hypocritical.
There any counters on that? I swear you've obviously gone something different, of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm thinking about rationally everything. I agree with you. It is difficult. I think the whole team is. Most of the positions are difficult. I picked Pavlov. I picked Pavlov. Yeah, because listen, I think it was his breakthrough year. He played so well. I think we are again because he was for I don't know what reason, but he was dropped in halfway because I think Per came back from the injury. But so because we forget what he did in goal. Because now Burke is playing. Like that's the like we always remember just the recent history, you know. He played well. He played well in the cup final. He helped the team so much. Yes, he made some mistakes, but I think if you look at every goalkeeper, then every goalkeeper made so many mistakes, I think. So it's not like one of the keepers had an amazing year. But throughout he was great. He was I think he deserves to be there and 9 clean sheets as well. It's not maybe a lot. I think this season it wasn't that many anyway, for any of the goalkeepers. But yeah, I'm gonna say him.
Pavlov was my original goalkeeper, but my thoughts were I kind of wanted people who have played the full season, and I kind of wish I
Yep.
stuck with Pavlov now. I'm going to look like a right tit, but there we go. Yeah.
I also went with Pavlov. I think he was, yeah, for whatever reason, Perk's the number one. But I think Pavlov, over the course, even though he only played three quarters of it, I think he was the best goalie overall, including the European games. I know it's a Premier League team this season, but yeah, Pavlov for me, I didn't even have to think twice about it. It was straight up, you say, his breakthrough season. Whatever happens next year with Cal Yu, if he's not the number one, I hope he goes somewhere, whether it's in Estonia or abroad, to be a number one, because I think he's earned it. So yeah, for me, it's easy. Pavlov.
Okay, fine. Okay, agreed. The joint one then would be Pavlov. I think we can all agree on that. I'm going to say right back. I know you said you were playing three at the back, but I'm going to go straight in at right back because I feel like you've got to have full backs and then we can tinker with the formation, whatever. I actually went Husar for Flora, I think. in terms of right backs, I think he is probably one of the better ones in Estonia, apart from Martin Kaus, but he didn't play in the Premier League of this year. But so, but you would have been the dead ringer in the team of the season. So I went Hussar. It's probably a safe pick, to be fair. I can imagine most people probably went Hussar.
I went
I
Hussar.
think.
Do you want me to expand? Sorry. It's I just like Hussar because he's just consistent. And yeah, I don't think there's like many other better right backs. Yeah, I agree, in the league. And he won the league. So that's why it was a yeah, another it was a safe pick. I agree with that one.
When I built my team of the season, then it was quite easy to pick the forwards and the midfielders. In my opinion, I really struggle with the defenders because I don't think any of them had like an amazing season. It's so funny. So right back, obviously, I was just gonna I play with four defenders in my team, and so I'm thinking about okay, the fullbacks and like a proper right back, and there aren't many. So I was debating between Turre and Husser, because let's be honest, I don't see anybody else coming close, which is sad because we every season we talk about just like mostly two of them, or maybe me as well, but nah, mostly them two. I picked Turre because I think he had a better season than previous years. I think he had when normally I would say he's in the shadows of Larsen, because I think this season he played better than Larsen. He was much more consistent. I think in defense as well, he was better. I think last year's he has maybe struggled a little bit more. He was two goals, six assists, which I mean, Husser had one goal, seven assists. So it's like it's the same output, but yeah, they're so similar. So I'm not that certain on Tour. I'm not that certain of any of the defenders, maybe. So I'm happy to give it to Husser as well.
Okay, so who's size your pick? Or you going Tur but going Hussar for the joint, or what?
No, I'm gonna pick Tour, but as a combine, I think two votes against one. So.
No, fair enough. I kind of want to keep it maybe 4-4-2 for the joint one. I know you've gone three at the back for you, so we will discuss who you've picked for three centre backs as well. Two centre backs I was putting together. I went Tuyas for Flora. Yeah, I think he scored some big goals, big presence. I think he's just getting better as well as a player. And I also went Paterson for Livadia, who I almost left out my team. I totally forgot, and I was just kind of thinking, who can I put in that team at centre back? And there was a few options. I was thinking Mashenko of Kau Yu, even like Podhoyuzen. Again, some safe picks, but I thought Paterson had a good year. I think he deserved to be in the team.
I agree with Douglas. I also have him in my team. And yeah, I mean, seven goals as a centre back. I mean, that's amazing. And he's always stepping up. In the set pieces, he's a threat in the air, and he's definitely one of the best aerial like warriors in the league. So yeah, I'm happy to say Douglas as well. And second pick, I picked Podolyuzin, even though I think he has 0 goals, zero assists. But like he's it. If you look at Kalju's game, he's so essential for the team. It's crazy. He's never injured. He's always available, even in his age. He's still, in my eyes, one of the best, if not the best, center back in the league. He's so underrated. Nobody actually really talks about him. He's so fast. He can track back. He can cover the spaces, and he does the work that, like, you don't necessarily maybe appreciate. You don't really see that often. But listen, take him away from the Skalju defense, and trust me, they will concede so many more goals.
Nice. See, I went three at the back. Two yeses, isn't it? So I think he's a dead ringer for the combined. Yeah, I think he stepped up big time. I think he was captain for a few games as well. So I might be wrong, but and he was meant he was we had that Norwegian scout message us at the start of the year trying to get him to sign for him. So it'd be interesting to see what happens to him next year. I also went for Paterson for Lavadia. Again, I just think because I just think he's a leader. And you need a leader in your team. And this one's a bit of a, like a dodgy one. I went for Tambadou, Kouyou. Like he's a good player, but I know he played some games in midfield. and I think he was like an important player. And I think he mainly got in the team just because he talent-wise, he was like above the rest. But I'm also debating now to change it to Podhoretz using because he was on my list as well. Because I agree, I think he's extremely underrated. Like yeah, he's not like your goal scoring centre back, but he does like everything else, right? He's always, he never seems to be. I saw a replay of someone getting sent off on a VAR call, and he was just stood there with his arms folded, just like shrugging away at it. So it's like he doesn't seem to care, but does care. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm gonna swap Tambadou and go for Podhoretz.
Almost,
Okay.
because I'm honestly I'm so certain about the losing, and I think I remember only one mistake he had. I think it was recently. Somebody was it? Who did Kalyukon can see that he somebody dribbled past the losing in a tight angle and then scored? Was it like a?
I'm not
Oh,
sure.
I remember it's in my
Pass.
head. It's in my head. I think it was maybe Tamekas player, but yeah, but listen, he's been so consistent the whole season is yeah. I mean, I talked about him so long, so yeah, I'm so certain. I mean, he deserves to be there in my opinion.
Okay, I think with that then, so we'll go. Two yes, partnered by Podor using on the joint EFP one.
Yep.
Agreed. Happy.
I'm very happy.
Right, left back. again, as you were saying, it was tough. I just went Larsson, Sonny Larsson. I felt it was a default choice. Except I would say he's been a fantastic season. But it's been a good season, and I think, yeah, the quality of left backs aren't great. But I think it speaks for itself, the pick of Larsson.
Yeah, that's who I went with as well. Yeah, I don't really think anyone else like rings a bell to go into it. And no, he's about to move abroad. Potentially, the Scotland deserves it. Is that a good? Yeah, this year wasn't amazing, but overall, yeah, he'll get in it 10 times out of 10 with the current fullbacks in Estonia.
I will be honest. I didn't want to pick anybody because I picked four like 4-2-2. So I play with four defenders, and so I wanted to pick like a left back. It's not like a left wing back or somebody who plays a slightly higher. So or like a center back, like Tanner Tomic has played left back as well. He can fit it in. I'm like no. I play four defenders. It has to be like a left back, you know. Otherwise, it's like a crime against the left backs. And to be honest, I mean, you said it well, there's just nobody this season who had a good season. I picked Larsen as well, but I'll be honest, I tried not to pick him. I was like, okay, Saliste maybe, but no, he didn't have a good season. And especially if you look at the stats, then he's nowhere near of Larsen. Just looking at also Tovstik again was decent. I think for a first season in the Prem, very decent. But again, You can see his role. You can see that he has so much potential, but he's definitely not the best left back this season. Maybe in the upcoming ones. So I at the end I picked Larsen, but I there was just no other option.
No, fair enough. So Larsen's in the team. So we're currently Pavlov, Hussar, Tuyas, Podol Yuzin, Shonin Larsen. I think this is where it gets difficult with the midfield, especially now I've said we've got to do 4-4-2 for the joint one. Because it's Ivanov's got to go in it. Because he's the EFP player of the season, right? So it's he's got to be one of the one of the midfielders. But in my team, I picked two kind of just central midfielders, and I did go Maximkin and I went Romy Sitt as the two that kind of just sit there. If I had to pick one, because I've got to put Ivanov in the other central midfield player, I think I'd have to partner in with Romy Sitt, I think, is what I'd like to say for my two centre mids. So I'd probably go Sitt and Ivanov.
You're easily persuaded, then, if you're not persuaded. Listen, I have Maximkin in my team as well. So I think if both of us have them, it feels like he's there. He had a good season. Maybe a little bit dropped off at the end, as the old squad did. But maybe it's because there was nothing really to play for anyway. You know, the European places were so far then. Maybe the motivation was not there. But Maximkin is there. 7 goals, 8 assists. What a season. And captain as well. Like, to be a captain while Ire is on the pitch as well. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes, you know. But that just shows how much Narva, like, believes in him. And maybe he goes to another club. We don't know. I partnered him up with Poom. I picked Poom in midfield. Because yeah, like, he was still a key player, the only player for double-double in stats as well. I think he made, like, a difference for the team. And eventually title as well.
I will say Poom is in my team. But like what you were saying, you had to have a, I've kind of gone against the rules. And I put Poom on the wing.
Yeah, you are this special guy, you know. You mix it up. I mean, you I don't know, man. Like, maybe put Erme as left wing back as well. You know, maybe, like.
I just felt, you know, like FIFA, when you're just trying to get some goals, you just bring, like, all your attacking players and just put them up front, no matter where they play.
I was so certain that one of you is gonna do that for sure. That's why I was like, listen, like, as. That's why I was so struggling with left back, because I want to pick left back. I don't care about Dominic, who can play there. Petson can play as a fullback. I don't care. If I'm picking left back, I'm selecting amongst the left backs, you know. That's why. Have you seen the Marek Lemsalu's like team of the week?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he like wants to put everybody in, and he has like. Three like defenders and then like six attackers somewhere in midfield, because he just made like a good game. That's crazy, man. Like, big players in that position. But you know, you good job, man.
I don't have Poop in my team, which is strange. I went for Romy Sitt as in, like, my holding midfielder. So yeah, my team had three at the back, two wing backs. They had Romy Sitt, then I had Pajo in the middle for Vapras, and Ivanov as the 10. Again, yeah, I kind of went with importance of the team, and I think, like, Pajo was really important to Vapras, hence why he made my team. Say Ivanov got in because he's the EFP player of the season, and Romy Sitt had a breakthrough year. So yeah, I feel like yeah, without Poom, Flora are still a great team. And he's too good for the league, so he doesn't deserve to get in because he's just a cheat code. Which is again bizarre to say. Yeah. Sit Pajo Ivanov were my three midfielders.
Okay, I have Ivanov, and do you have Maximkin as well or no?
He's on my bench.
I've got Maximkin in my team.
So I have Maximkin as well, so I think he's in the team, and I have Ivanov and Poom.
I think Ivanov has to.
So Ivanov and Maximkin are in the team, and the
Yeah.
third one is I have Poom, and you guys have Sihtiyam.
Yeah. So we were playing
Then
4-4-2.
so it depends how attacking you want to play.
no, it will, listen, I don't know what you guys are playing, what kind of games, but if you both have Sicht, I don't have Sicht, then we pick Sicht.
I think we've agreed the two centre mids are Maximkin and Ivanov.
Listen, I played this game properly, you know. I played, listen, my formation, I will a little bit struggle with it, but my formation is 4-2-2-2. I don't have like a proper number 10. I have like a free roam, you
Right,
know.
fuck it. Let's change the formation then. So let's go something sensible. So we'll go four at the back because we've done that. We've covered that. We'll
No,
have.
but listen, 4-4-2 works for me because then for me, I have Poom Maximkin in midfield, and I have Erme and Ivanov on the wing.
You've put Ivanov on the wing.
Yeah,
Okay,
because
let let.
he's played. I can deal with him on the wing as well. He's played on the wing for Kalio as well.
Okay. Yeah, right. So okay, let's go right. So Maximkin would go centre mid. Right. And then we can put Ivanov right wing.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. He is my right wing in the team. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we've
Or
done that. So
more like a central row, free roam, you know.
yeah, that's what Poom is in mind. And let's say, so we need someone to partner Maximkin in centre mid. So we both said Romy Sit, didn't we?
I said boom, then.
And you said Poom. I said I've got Poom in my team, just out of position. I think overall Poom's the better player. Yeah, and he had
But
a better season.
how did you put Poom on the wing when he has never played on the wing?
Because I felt like I had to put him in, like the guy does this, like the team of the week, and I felt like he had to be in there. But my two centre mids, I felt like I couldn't take out because I wanted them in there. I felt like I had a duty to put them in there. And then I thought, shit, Poom's had a good year. I need him in there. Now, here's a thought then. Right, let's change this. My team, so I've gone 4-2-3-1. I got Poom right wing and Ivanov is the 10. I'm going to put Poom as the number 10 and Ivanov on the wing. Does that make it any better?
That works. I mean, Poom is not a winger. Ivanov
Yeah.
can play on the wing.
Yeah, but I look, it's been hard, it's been stressful. It's just roped down with a load of players. It's done. Poom's in the number 10. Oh, does he go in the team though, next to whoever it was?
Was it Maximkin? Or who goes out? Is it Maximkin or is it Romy Sit that loses?
I think Maximkin stays.
Well, I have Maximkin in my team.
Same.
I don't have Sicht in my team.
We both have Sit, don't we?
Yeah, but I've also got Poom.
Okay, so you make the decision then. I don't think Sit deserves to miss out on such a big.
Okay, I'm gonna say this to make it more. Even if we have the player, both we have the same player, but you picked him on the wing because you just wanted him in, then I don't count
Yeah.
it. He can't be in the team. I mean, you can't pick
Fine.
a midfielder as a winger. I have Maximkin and Poom in my midfield, who they play in the midfield. You understand me?
Yeah.
So we have to pick a midfielder in the midfield position and a winger for the winger position.
Right, so we're going Romy Sit then.
If you both have Sith, then we're gonna go Sith. I don't have him.
Okay, so we've gone Sit. Right, okay, so
Sorry,
4-4-2-2.
Poop.
We've we've decided Ivanov's going on the wing, right? Right wing.
Yeah.
Who did you have there? Right, out of curiosity.
So obviously I had three in midfield. So I had Sit, Pajo, Ivanov. Then I had two up front, which was
Okay.
Sapanin and Palberg.
Okay.
So I didn't have like a winger because I was using fullbacks as
Yeah.
my wingers.
Fine. Yeah, okay. So we need a left winger then, don't we?
Well, it'll be then.
I picked Erm
Yeah.
because
I
I think
pick.
there weren't actually any like
Yeah.
proper standouts like the whole season. There were like Ajiri was it was decent, but he wasn't really up there. João Pedro as well. In Flora, there weren't like Senyov was on the bench quite a few games, came up, next couple of goals. So there weren't any like proper like wingers like Guilherme or Cabora or somebody who properly was like consistently good the whole season. So I picked Derma.
Yeah, I kind of struggled on this as well. I did have, well, so Ivanov removed there, Poom there. Shit, yeah. I started with Manolan, and then I
On the
took him
wing.
out. He's played right wing. He's played there. But then I took him out, and then I went Mihailov for Flora.
Oh, okay. That's actually a good pick.
And that's kind of what I stuck with. I was thinking as well, but I don't know, I just felt like I just went Mihailov, but I'm happy for to be the EFP choice. 'Cause I wasn't overly confident with picking a left winger, like you were saying. There wasn't really any standout wingers.
Madeline's not played on the wing.
Right.
I've just checked.
I...
That's my guy picked Poom and Manilan on the wing. That's crazy.
Oh, fucking hell. It's gone well, hasn't it?
So we're gonna pick Erme. Yep.
Yeah.
And
Deary me.
up front, I
Let's
agree. I
do it.
also have Sapin and then Palberg.
Yeah, I just played one up front and I went Sapanin. But we're playing two, yeah, so Sapanin, Palberg, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
Yeah.
was nice
So
and easy.
if you give for like if you repeat the team for the fans.
I've kind of just it's just scribbles, so I've just got to try and make it out. So we've gone Pavlov of Kalyu in goal. Hussar of Flora at right back. Tuyas at centre back of Flora. And he's with Podhol Yuzin of Kalyu. Sonnen Larsson of Levadia at left back. Maksimkin of Narva in midfield with Sit of Kalyu. Right wing, we've gone for the EFP player of the season, Ivanov. Left wing, we've gone Erma of Haryu. And then up front, Sapanin and Palberg.
Strong team.
I think so. I think so. I think I'm fairly happy with that. What was there anyone who you think maybe just missed out on your side?
Poom.
Mean, there's so many players who just missed out. I mean, I feel bad not including like my Vapros friends, like Bio. I think. Well, I mean, he was great. Like, I think the whole. The team was like the whole game plan was like through him. But then I looked at the stats and it was five goals, six assists. I thought he scored more. And then Vaila again, I think he had 7 goals, 6 assists, but then those
Yeah.
four assists was, I think, one game against Tamaka.
Yeah.
So there were so many. I want to give mention to Campagna as well for center back. I was actually really close to putting him in. I think it was like my third choice behind Tungis and Boda. I think it's not easy for a defender in Narva to come and to really like show your quality that you feel comfortable and then you can deal with the defenders and in that environment. So I mean it deserves a mention.
Yeah, Narva defenders. I actually had Santos, who I put on my bench. Again, I think he's been really good for Narva, consistent. I think Kashk as well for Kalju deserves a mention. He's had a brilliant season. I think no one expected what he's done this season. I think he's been brilliant.
And also, I agree with Kaski, amazing. And was it today or yesterday? Kalju posted the picture that the fans' favorite
Yeah.
players, and he wasn't there.
Oh. Yeah.
It was a little bit like sad to
Yeah.
see like what kind of season he had,
Yeah. I did put kind of, I suppose it was like a farewell. I did put Martin Pajonan on my bench. He's retiring. He's always been ever present for Kuressaare. So I felt like he's worthy of one final team of the season, but a bench, not a start.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree with all that. It says loads of players who could have gone in. Yeah, Pajo, Kappa, these Narva players we've kind of given an injustice to. There's probably two or three, as you said, Campagna, Santos, Agapsev, Doka picked up later in the season. So I find it interesting with how very few Livadia players are in it, considering they ran Flora right up to the top.
I have one in the like in the bench, and it's Ajiri, because even though I think he was disappointing season for him, but still like 10 goals in 8 assists, like stats wise, is still great. And if he does that in his like bad season, then that shows the quality. But also like Usta had a great season, 13 goals. But and also when I say Ivanushin as well from Arva, I think he was decent. I think he played really well. He nicked in a couple of goals. He was consistent. Like consi it was re reliable player for Kozlovski.
Yeah, I had one Livadia player on my bench as well, and it was actually Ansaldo. But that was, I know he wasn't great all year, but I think the running, I think he definitely picked up, and I think they'll
Yeah,
miss him.
I was thinking about him as well, and then I looked at the stats, and then I'm like,
Yeah.
listen, he like. I was okay. He scored so many goals now. I'm just looking at the stats, and then he scored only a couple of goals in all of the last games. Like he missed
Yeah.
like all of the like 3 quarters of the season. He wasn't good, so I wasn't like I
Yeah.
couldn't.
Yeah. I think that's our awards, isn't it? That's it. That's it done. I think that was quite fun. We've had a debate. Let's recap, shall we? So we'll just talk about the joint. So the joint coach of the season we've given to Konstantin Vasilev of Flora. We've gone signing of the season, we've gone for Matthias Manalan of Kalju. Young player of the season, Paulberg, of course. Player of the season, we went Ivanov. And then the team, Pavlov, Hussar, Tuyas, Podol, using Maksimkin, Sitt, Pavlov, Sapanin, Paulberg. It'd be interesting to see what people think of that. I'm sure people would disagree, but I'm fairly happy with it.
Yeah, it was fun, and I think now if we calm down, and look at rationally, then I think I agree with all the things we said. I think all we nailed it. I think, but yeah, I think the season overall it was it was quite even for a lot of the clubs. So it was a little bit tricky to pick the players, but I think overall we can be happy with the squad.
Yeah, I was going to say it's yeah, everyone, no real player stood out. You know, we were saying in the previous pod, you know, if like Cabora or Wilmer stayed, one of those two arguably probably would have been our player of the season and all of that stuff, but they've moved on to better things. So yeah, overall, I think we did all right. The question I have is, would our team win the league?
Of course. There's no question about it. Of course it will.
Yeah, because it's the best team.
Yeah, of course. Oh, dear.
Yeah. I think that wraps it up then. Another season done. Done it fly by. I remember the first season preview, and we're done. I suppose the next time we'll all be together will be in March. Well, probably end of February, actually, but yeah, it's quite sad, really. But good
Yeah,
at the same time, yeah.
but yeah, we have to find some activities to do in the holiday now. And then in the March, another amazing season will start.
Yeah, more drama, more controversy, and yeah, exciting.
For sure.
Yeah, the best league in the world. So
And we
yeah,
are def we definitely will be exciting to see how Maksimkin will do in the Mekali.
so yeah, thanks everyone for joining us on through 2025. We've remained fairly consistent, like we said we would. We tried to do one a month, and obviously it didn't happen, but life gets in the way. Hopefully we can do a similar format for next season. Yeah, thanks. That's it. That's us out for 2025.
Yeah.
See you next season.
See you next season. Woohoo.